Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Christiana, I'm going to jump right into reading. We'll be in line. If you want to reach me after the reading on air, you can go to Facebook, and in the search engine where you usually type in, you know, like somebody's name, instead you put in Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, and you can send me a message there. If you'd like a longer reading, or if you're interested in like a life coaching session or something. And I wanted to point out that psychic readings are not, like, usually they're not 100% accurate. I mean, they can be, but I'd say that there's always a slight chance that something may be off. So I just want to be, you know, honest with you and say that it's not always 100% accurate all the time. So, and tarot is more accurate than the pendulum. When I do tarot and the pendulum, those will be my tools tonight. I got tarot, pendulum, and runes. So I'll be using a combination of those tonight. Okay, again, if you need to get a hold of me, look up Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana on Facebook search engine. All right, I'm going to get started now with the first caller. 631 area code.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Suzanne, and I wanted to see if you see me getting a new job soon.
Okay. So I am going to use my pendulum. Are you okay with, like, yes or no answers? Or are you looking for something a little bit more in-depth?
A little bit more in-depth.
Okay. First, I'm going to see if your question is if you're going to get a new job, right?
Okay.
That's your question, right?
Yes, that's my question.
And your name again?
Suzanne.
Okay, so the pendulum is saying yes, that you will get a new job. Now I'm going to pull a rune for you and see what that says. And if I need to look into it more, I'll pull some cards.
Okay.
Okay. So, let's see. And I have to use a booklet for this. So, please be patient with me. Okay, so I received the Journey Rune, which is a communication rune. Are you drawn to jobs where you have to communicate a lot with people, like where you're in the basically forefront of the business and
no.
You're either like you're directing customers?
No, not at all.
Well, I see something with communication. So that might be something to open up to.
I'm not
going to
do that. No. That's not easy to get into.
Okay, well, that's what I'm getting for you.
Do you know when?
No, I don't do time frames, but that's what I'm getting, is that it's that an opportunity with something in communication where you're going to be communicating with people a lot will present itself to you. And, I mean, you don't have to take the job, obviously, but that will be coming your way.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And do you want me to pull – hello? Hello? Okay. Okay, so that call dropped. All right, next caller is 951 area code.
Hello.
Good. How are you? Hi, Nathaniel.
Well,
how can I help you?
I'm really not as good as I sound, but I sound kind of cheery, I suppose. But
yeah.
I just thought I'd see if I can make a connection with spirit with you. I don't know if you connect to spirit or if you're doing what you do here, but I found you on Facebook here. I saw some of your stuff here, so.
I am not a medium, but I can pull the cards and like communicate with spirit through my cards and see what they have to say. So
do you mind telling me your birthday? Because I do birthdays pretty well.
Oh, my birthday is January 13th, 1986.
Okay, well, I think you're still the ox year. I think it hasn't changed. You're the wood ox.
Oh.
And these people were born in 25. And then you're Capricorn 3, born the week of dominance. And then I think you're born the day of upward mobility as well.
Huh?
So you're born the day of upward mobility. So everybody has a day. So Jimi Hendrix was born the day of electrifying excitement, and Muhammad Ali was born the day of the heavyweight. So I know all the days of the year. So I'm born the day of ironic insight. So like Trump's born the day of the gusty confrontation. So he's always like picking fights. And, you know, Muhammad Ali is born the day of the heavyweight. So he's actually January 17th, but he's on the cusp. So that's already. But I just thought I'd throw it out there. So. But anyway.
Well, thank you.
So I do a lot of different things myself. But I thought I'd see if I could make a connection, if you could tell me anything about the future, if I need a specific question, you know, about love, romance.
That's up to you. You don't have to give me one unless you want to.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of good if you don't sometimes. Sometimes, you know. You know it doesn't hold your reading, but I wanted to see if you could pull some cards or something.
I have my fairy deck here, which is a deck that I haven't gotten too much use out of, but I thought I'd use it today. And I'm just shuffling right now, so 1 second, and I'm going to pull some cards for you. Okay, sorry for the delay. First card is the Ten of Winter. I'm just going to tell you what they say. Ten of Winter. And how I do my readings is past, present, future. So the first card is past. It says the resolution of difficulties, a weight lifted off your shoulders, the end of an addiction or codependency. So that's saying that that is something that has already passed.
Mm-hmm.
Does that resonate with you at all?
Well, I used to smoke a lot more marijuana, actually, and I, you know, still like it, but I don't do it. I really kind of looked around to a couple shops. They offer free services and stuff, but I don't know if that's would be an addiction, but I guess it would be. Some people are thinking that's real healthy, but it could be a real addiction, but I don't do that anymore.
Well,
I mean, not as much as I used to. Not as much as I used to. People think it's all, you know, good, you know, but I actually had cancer for a while, so I had surgery, and I had one chemotherapy treatment, which I really would never, I don't think if I had, if I really had, I don't have it anywhere, but if it, you know, just by having one treatment, I know that I don't, you know, even if I had cancer somewhere and they said, you must do chemotherapy, you know, I wouldn't do it. I don't think I would do it because the chemo kills you faster than the cancer. The chemo,
yeah,
if you're dying from chemo
that.
And if you do it through chemo and cancer, which I saw my mom do many years ago, it's just, you're probably going to be dying anyway unless you don't get a healing from Jesus or something like that. Or there's a lot of other things. There's some other things that could happen as well. You know, studying a lot of stuff, you know, I guess they have apricot kernels. Have you heard of that? That's supposed to kill cancer. So. Yeah, that's
well,
like
I'm sorry for your, that you had to go through that. But
so
I'm
going
to get back to
you
your reading.
Yes, I'm right.
If that's all right.
No, that's good, yeah. I don't want to talk too much.
It's all right. The second card is the present, two of summer. It says falling in love or making a serious commitment to someone. Forgiveness and the resolution of a problem. Don't give up. Your relationship can be healed. Well, are you single?
Yes, I am now.
Okay, so it's just saying that you're going to be meeting somebody and you're going to fall in love and make a serious commitment to this person.
I've had a number of people. It doesn't. You don't do time, so you said you don't do time, so that's cool.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. But it's present, so it's not going to be too far away. The third card is the future card. It's the Eight of Spring. Stress that comes from having many things happening at once, successful multitasking, sudden events or changes. So I'm intuitively feeling that with a relationship, it might be stressful at first because it's going to be so much change at once. There's going to be sudden changes and probably, you're probably going to get to the point pretty quickly where you're serious enough to be in a committed relationship. The last card, which I also say the future card, but that's a little bit further in the future than the other one. Innovative, inspiring, wise, and theatrical is the King of Spring. A financial windfall. Your leadership skills are needed now. An unexpected supporter of your cause. So are you in some kind of a role where you're a leader with something?
Well, I could be going back to work. See, so I've been off work for about 3.5 months now. I had surgery on October 14th. So I've been off work ever since that. So I've been getting disability. And I have some credit card debt, but I think, I actually have a couple of lawsuits going on, so I could get some money that way. And then I really have a lot of potential, because I know a lot about metaphysics and stuff, I'm not, I read cards and stuff, but some people are really good as far as connecting with angels, and they can tell you, I've called a lot of people on Blog Talk, so, there's some people, I could go on, but, I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen, But I do have a lot of knowledge about a lot of stuff, so I can talk all night about stuff.
Well, unfortunately, I do have to get to the next caller, but I hope that reading provided some insight and just validation that,
With the Eight of Spring and the King of Spring, the King of Spring means a financial windfall. So that does that mean that I'm going to be in the money or?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Okay. Well, thank you so much. God bless you.
You too.
Bye bye.
Bye. Okay. Next caller is the 111 area code.
Hello.
Hello. This is Christiana. How can I help you?
Yes. Just wanted to see if you can do a quick general, or should I ask a question?
That's up to you. What do you want to do? Do you want the general?
Because sometimes those are better. You get good information.
Okay. So I'm just going to shuffle the cards. This will take a second. Sorry, 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit slow at shuffling the cards.
Oh, so am I.
All right. Okay, so here's what I got. The first card is the High Priestess. It's a really beautiful card with a woman in a crown and a golden, ballroom dress with an open book. And she has big purple wings. This is from my fairy deck. And it says, trusting your intuition, careful reflection before taking action, insights that come through meditation. So basically telling you what you need to do. And I just, something in my mind just kept saying that this is you, that you're the High Priestess. I don't know if that means anything to you personally.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It does.
So,
everything that you're saying, it, yes. Yes, I needed to hear that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's definitely in charge because she wears a crown. So
okay.
I think that's pretty neat. The second card is the Three of Winter. And there is a bear on the card, an old man that kind of looks like Santa Claus, and then a woman in a long red robe and dress with, icicles that look like swords. It says, reach out to others for comfort and love. You will grow stronger from this situation. Sadness that will heal with time. And
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So just if there's something going on in your life, time heals.
Okay.
excuse me. Oh, excuse me. The last one is the tennis ring. It says, ask for help from others, all work and no play.
Okay.
Being weighed down by too many responsibilities.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Okay. Everything resonates exactly what I'm going through, and I needed to hear it. And definitely I'm listening to my intuition. Because sometimes I, as I'm intuitive myself, and sometimes I don't trust it, and then things start coming. As, you know, like I have a thought, or if I see something that happens and it appears on the news, and it's like it's there. So I'm going to actually start trusting that more.
That's good. That's definitely a good thing to do, to trust your instincts. I still work on that myself. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. I'll call you with an update
on
Monday.
Huh?
Thank you. Okay, I'll listen to the rest of the show. I said I'll call you with an update in a few months, and I will continue listening to your show.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next caller is 775.
Hi, thank you very much. My name is Wendy from California.
Hello. What's your question?
I've been in horrible pain since the 15th day of this month, and I've done everything correctly. I'm seeing my doctor, and I've notified my work, filing paperwork. I'm going to have an MRI hopefully next week. My doctor has said that I need to go back to work on the 7th of February, which is next week, late next week. But will she extend my time off?
I am going to consult with my pendulum on that one.
You're asking if she'll extend your time off?
Right. I'm going to try to get the MRI done as soon as possible this week.
Okay.
And I'm thinking maybe that might convince her to give me at least another week or more off.
Okay, one second. My pendulum is saying yes, that she will extend your time off. One second.
Okay. And will I keep my employment at least until October of this year?
And your name again?
Oh, my name is Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y. Wendy.
And until May, you said?
No, I'd like to keep employed for another 17 months, but if I can make it through October, that will help me a lot. So through the month of October would be wonderful.
Pendulum is saying yes.
Oh, good. And, oh, I need prayers. I hope and pray that when the results from the MRI come in, that I'm not devastated, that it's something that just gives answers, and the doctors will be able to help me so that I'm not living my life in pain. Do you think I'll be emotionally okay?
I kind of have to tiptoe around that. I mean, I can't really do health, or I can't do like health, pregnancy, or legal matters.
Uh-huh.
And I don't do
okay.
time frames usually, but
okay.
I'm sorry. But I hope what I provided you, the reading I provided you with, it helps at least a little.
It does help. It does help, because you said I would keep my employment through October of this year, so that will help me.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to move on to the next caller. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
You too. Next caller. Let's see here. Seven seven five. Did I just get to you?
Yes. Thank you. You did answer my question. Thank you very much.
Sorry. Okay, it's 917.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, my name is Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. What's your question for me?
Okay, I'm just trying to see, do you see any changes in my finances soon?
Okay. Like, what changes specifically? Like, will you be earning more money soon? Is that a good question?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will Crystal be earning more money soon, yes or no? Pendulum is saying yes. And around what time were you thinking, are you going to get a new job or something?
Well, I started a new job, but it's in real estate. But you know, it might take some time. I'm being told that before we start getting any, you know, any active leads. So just want to know, like, start making money?
Yeah, it is this job that you're at that you will make more money. Eventually, and as far as how long, let's see, I can kind of do a vague answer just for time. Let's see. Will Crystal be making more money by this October? You're just saying yes. Will it be earlier than October?
Okay. All right. Appreciate it.
It's saying that it will be earlier than October. So,
okay.
Before October.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Good night.
All right. Thanks. Good night. Okay. Next caller, 856 area code.
I'm going to go to the hospital for this available. It doesn't make sense.
Hello.
Available.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, this is
How
Christiana.
Are you?
I'm good.
How are you? Doing good. Either a relationship or better finances. Either
okay,
one.
Well, okay. Which one is pressing you more? Relationship? Which one? Or finances?
Relationship long term.
Okay. Okay, that's what you're looking for a relationship. All
right.
Okay. One second while I shuffle the cards. Okay. Okay. First card I got is telling you, it's the Justice card, and it's telling you to take time to review the details carefully, meaning kind of review what's going on in your life and decide if our relationship is really, like, good for you right now, because I'm feeling that, intuitively, I'm feeling that it might not be the best timing right now for a relationship. The second card is telling me it's the Princess of Autumn. Studios, responsible, cheerful, mischievous. So there's going to be happy news about something involving your job, a possible promotion, and it's also saying that you are in need of a little push to get going. So you're gonna have to push yourself a little bit harder to get where you want to get if you want a promotion. And then there is the Queen of Autumn. Generous, stylish, gracious, and practical. Be practical with respect to how you proceed. The ability to make anything more beautiful, meaning someone who can help your dreams come true. Hello? I'm feeling that right now is probably not a good time for you to be in a relationship. Of course, it's your decision. It's up to you. But eventually someone will come along that will help make your dreams come true in your life. So that is your reading for today. I hope that provided some insight, and thank you for calling. I have to move on to the next caller. Thank you. Next caller is 914 area code. 914? Hello? Hello? 914 area code? Okay, I have to move on to the next caller. Sorry. Two nine area code.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hello. What is your question for me today?
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yes, I just wanted to ask you two small questions. My first one is, I have concerns about my son. He's really been acting out towards me, and I just want to know. I had to call the police on it, I didn't get a restraining order, but I just wanted to know, do I need to get one? Do you see him being violent towards me? Because I'm disabled, and I don't want nothing, you know, in a physical fight or any kind.
That is illegal pertaining to with legal matters and law enforcement. So I can't touch on that subject, but if you have another question for me, I'd be happy to try to answer it.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. The other one was legal too, but do you see me moving out of this apartment that I'm in now anytime soon? I want to move into maybe a two-bedroom house. I'm in a two-bedroom apartment, and I really want to get up out of here.
And your name again?
My name is Melvin.
Okay, so Melvin, move into move out of his apartment soon. Excuse me.
Mhm.
It's saying yes. Will he move into a two-bedroom house? One second.
Okay.
Okay, it's saying that you will not be moving into a two-bedroom house anytime soon.
Excuse me?
It's saying that you won't be moving anytime
soon.
Like, into a two-bedroom house. See, it's specific, so... It could be like a really small house that you move into.
Uh huh. Could it be another apartment, or it's a house that's smaller?
I can ask that too. Will it be another apartment that he'll move into? It's saying yes.
Is there a time frame? Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay. Time frame?
Yes, ma'am.
I'll go by season. So, will he move in by this October? It's saying yes.
October?
Will he move in before October? One second.
Okay.
It won't be before October. So I want to let you know.
Ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
I can't hardly hear you. So what now? Yes.
It will be around October when you move into your new apartment.
It won't be a house, but an apartment.
Yeah, that's what my pendulum is telling me.
Okay. Do you do sports questions?
Sports?
Do you do sports questions?
No, that's not really my area. But I'm gonna have to move on to the next caller.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
Sorry, I'm not trying to be rude. Just we only have like 6 minutes left. So 512 the area code.
Oh, hi man, thank you for taking my call. Interesting show. I have a quick question.
Okay.
I have a new, thank you, ma'am. Hope you do show again. I have a new love interest, and do you see us getting together? I invited him for dinner at my home. Yes, there you go.
So you want to see if you two will be dating?
Yeah, well, when are we going to physically see each other? Yes.
Okay.
Or no, put it this way, when is he coming over so I would not be unexpected, because we're supposed to have dinner at my home.
Oh, when? Yeah, I don't do time frames usually, but I can ask my pendulum if, like, he'll come over sometime this month. Will he go over there to her place this sometime this month? It's saying yes. My pendulum. So it's gonna be this month. And I also pulled a rune for you. One second while I look it up in my book.
Yes.
So I got the flow rune. It involves, it's a water element, that which conducts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna, you're gonna be dealing with fluidity and the ebb and flow of emotions, and this season will bring, you know, bring you the relationship that you want. And this rune is asking you to immerse yourself in the experience of living without having to evaluate or understand. So just kind of being in the moment and enjoying this new budding relationship. This rune speaks to the satisfaction of emotional needs, to the awakening of the intuitive or lunar side of your nature. For while the sun strives for differentiation, the moon draws us toward union and merging. So yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a romantic, possibly romantic in nature.
I'm glad that you smile. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you ask the panel one more question? Like, is it like a week or days? Or, oh, I already said this month. Sorry.
Yeah, this month. I'm going to have to move on to the next caller because we only have a few minutes left.
Thank
All
you,
right.
ma'am.
Well, you take care. Thank you. Okay, next caller, we only have like a minute or two. 347.
Hi, thank you so much for getting to me. My name is Tanika.
Okay, hi. What is your question?
Hi. I wanted to know if you see a future and relationship with me and someone named Frank, because I really, I do want to get married and have children. And I don't know if that's in the cards for me. He's someone that I was seeing from a job that I left, and I still have feelings for him. He contacts me, but he seems like he only wants a physical relationship, but I always felt like we had something more. So I'm hoping that it will eventually, you know, begin
he's,
to...
He's not going
to
work out. And so, he's not going to work out. So I would suggest you know, like opening yourself up to meeting new people other than this guy, because he's emotionally unavailable.
Hmm.
Yeah. And we're going to cut off in about a minute. So let me see. I'll pull one card for you while we have a minute.
So he's like never going to change or come around?
No. But you will be meeting someone soon. I pulled the Lover's card. It's going to be a true love relationship. You're going to make choices from the heart, and your love life is going to return to a good place, like of stability and wellness. So that is your reading. I want to thank you so much for calling, and thank you, everybody else, for those of you that are still listening, and to the people that called. Thank you so much. Again, you can look me up on Facebook if you want a longer reading. Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. All right. Thank you, everybody. Take care.